You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete. Devotion to the Word entails commitment to meditate on it every day. Learn more about this truth in week one of our series, Worldview.
Today we're starting a brand new series we called Worldview. Now, before that, I just want to greet everyone. Happy 2018. Who among you are excited for your 2018? Or who among you here have a hashtag goal for 2018? Now, who among you here, when the clock starts to click on 12, you were doing some crazy things? Or in preparation to your 2018, who among you have prepared 13 fruits that should be there so that your 2018 will be blessed? Pati mangga, gi-appeal ninyo. And you're convincing yourself, circle lagi ni siya. Or probably you're one of those people na every new year, you start jumping. Bata pa mo, 5 years old, you start jumping, believing na mutangkad pa mo. Now that you have a pole, you're still jumping and asking God, Lord, why is it still not happening? Or probably some of you wore polka dots to bless your year. People believe that wearing polka dots will attract blessing or fortune for 2018. And we all call this beliefs or superstitious beliefs. We have that, especially Filipinos. Beliefs actually guide the things we do. It's actually a matter of lenses that we use in life. And whatever we believe, it actually will impact how we live our life. And that's the reason why we're having this series, because we are living in a world that has their own beliefs. And if we do not put ourselves in a standard where actually will help us understand what God has for us, that we just might miss out what God has in store for us this year. That is the reason why beliefs is actually, kumbaga, our lens to see things. For example, if you're familiar with that argument in social media where they show a picture of a dress and then people were arguing if it's a blue gold or was it white, something like that. And people were saying it's blue. Some people are saying it's white. In the same way with us, how you view your situation in life is affected by the things that you believe in. And that's what we call worldview. There's a lot of worldviews around us that is actually shaping the way we are responding to current situation. Let me just show you some worldview. If you are millennials like me, if you are the younger generation, you probably heard of this worldview, YOLO. What does YOLO mean? You only live once. And because of this worldview, the younger generations now are living their life as if there are no boundaries. You can have sex anytime you want. You're young. Why would you wait for such a time that you'll get married? You'll grow old. You'll miss it out. You know, just one try of drugs. YOLO eh. Just once lang. You're still young. You still have more time to recover and all that. Try everything you can kasi you're young. But what we miss out in this kind of worldview is we miss out and we're throwing off the destiny that God has for us as young person. Yes, we only get to live once. But don't you think that kind of a worldview is wrong? You know, if you're single here, especially for the ladies, probably you've heard of this worldview. Just follow your heart. What makes you happy, go for it. Run after it. It's a popular belief in the Disney characters. Follow your heart. And what does the Bible teach us about our heart? That above all things, our heart is deceitful and there is no cure for it. So if you're following your heart, where will it lead you? It will just gonna deceive you. It will just going to destroy you. That's what the world will teach us. If you're a business person here, probably this worldview is popular to you. More money, more happiness. The more money you have, the more happy I'll be. And that's the kind of worldview that a lot of businessmen try to live in. And the truth of the matter is, if this is true, why is there a lot of businessmen who are successful, earning billions, yet end up in suicide? Why is it that the rate of depression is higher in people who have actually everything? So that gives us a question. Or if you are here and you are engaged or you're contemplating about marriage and the world does not believe in it, probably this worldview looks familiar. Papel lang yan. Pwede na tayo mag-live-in karon. Papel lang ng marriage. Adam and Eve gani, wala gani to'y papers. We may believe in this. Yes, we may laugh at this idea that yes, YOLO, follow your heart and all that. But some way and somehow, whether we are unconscious or we're conscious about it, truth is, these beliefs have actually influenced us how we ought to live our life. That's the reason why certain situation and starting to respond to it simply because of these worldviews. Truth is, every day we are bombarded of views of certain people, music, the articles you read, it all gives us an idea of how we ought to live our life. But Romans 12:2 gives us this idea that we do not conform to the patterns of this world. Truth is, there is already a pattern in this world. I have this picture of a candle maker. When I was in high school, I used to make candles. So what I do is I buy wax and then I burn crayons of my classmates, not mine, and then make candles out of it and sell it to them. Some would be looking for their crayons and it turns out it's a candle and I sell it back to them. And the thing is, you melt the wax and the crayons and then you put it or you pour it into a mold. And whatever mold it is, the moment it hardens, it becomes its mold. In the same way with us, there is already a pattern of this world. And every one of us has been placed in that pattern. The world is trying to mold us to be just like the world. But the Bible gives us this idea, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's the reason why we have this series, Worldview. Instead of us looking and allowing the world to dictate how we ought to live our life, we're having 8-week series for us to understand what God has to say about certain issues of life. We were going to understand and look into the authority of God's Word. If you look at it, every January, a lot of establishment failed easily. Number one is gym. Trust me, I'm going to Manila and I've been looking into the nearest fitness center and all that. And I've seen like mga promos and all, like everyone is running after it. And after 1 month, you would see that the gym would be empty again. And I hope it will not be the same as church. The church would be so filled in January and we check out when it's already February. Eh, bayad ko na si God January for my whole year. I hope and pray you will stick with us for the next 8 weeks as we learn and understand all together the authority of God's Word in our lives. And let me tell you this as early as now, if we hold on to this truth about God's Word, His messages for us, it will bring us to a higher level of relationship to Him and will bring us to a blessed life. That's the reason why we have this series. So okay ba na? Are we excited for this series? I hope we are. It's already 2018. I believe some of us have a lot of goals. Hashtag goals. Hashtag ayoko na sa kanya 2018. Or hashtag bitiw ka na 2018. Alright? Or some of you, hashtag pursue now 2018. Or hashtag balik alindog 2018. I don't know what you have planned out for 2018. But who among you here came in this year, 2018, with the heart na, Lord, ayoko na ng blessing. I don't want any of your blessings anymore. I want to experience how it is to be cursed. I don't think so. Is there any one of you who desires that? Di ba wala? All of us, when we came into this new year, we assumed and we prayed for God to bless us. And who among you have joined us last year when we've started Prayer and Fasting 2017? We started writing the things that we want God to answer. And for some reason, I believe some of us, when we started 2017, we started praying. And when it came, you realize na, wait lang, parang when the business came and the business starts growing, you realize that you have less time for your family. And you realize na, is this really what I was praying for? Yeah, I was praying for promotion. I was praying for a productive 2017. But the more I earn, the less time I have for my family. And that's not what I want. Or probably some of you are praying in 2017 to be in a relationship. And then it came in 2017. Now you're in that state before 2017 ended, you're asking God, Lord, I prayed for a relationship, but not this kind of relationship. It's getting toxic and all that. And you started questioning yourself, am I truly blessed? Because that's what we're going to talk about today. The world has its own perspective when it comes to being blessed. And that's why we're starting off this series. And it says here in Psalm 1, blessed is the man. I love how it started saying, blessed is the man. That's what we're going to talk about. Who among you here wants to be blessed this year? Diba, all of us desires to be blessed this year. All of us dream that the things that we're doing right now would progress to something bigger than what we could imagine. And the Bible starts saying here, blessed is the man. Hashtag blessed. If I would ask you, what is your perception of a person that is blessed? Most of us would probably say, if the person gets to have the things that he's been praying for, or if the person gets to marry to the person that he's been praying for. Sometimes it's all related to the things we accumulate or the wealth that we get. If we get healed, then we say we're blessed. When we get this certain amount, then we get blessed. But what we're going to learn here today is a real perspective of how a blessed life looks like. And I love how some started saying, trying to illustrate being blessed and the picture of a blessed person and a picture of a person who is actually not blessed. And it goes on to say here that blessed refers to the joy and satisfaction that comes from knowing that one is in the right relationship with God. Just because you did not get what you want in 2017, that doesn't mean you're not blessed. And just because you got everything you wanted in 2017, that doesn't also give you a picture that you are already blessed. Because the true blessedness is in the idea that us enjoying our relationship, growing in our relationship, and knowing who God is in our life. And we've had this series we call the Beatitude, the Sermon on the Mount. We had that long week redefined series, understanding what blessed life looks like. And here we are again, trying to redefine, trying to going back to the idea. Because why? Because if we miss to understand what a blessed life is this 2018, then we might just go over and over trying to accumulate, run after things that would only give us a temporary satisfaction. But if we run to that kind of blessedness that would give us eternal satisfaction, I tell you this and I promise you this, even if you are in your worst situation in 2018, at the end of 2018, you can actually proclaim it to yourself that you are blessed simply because you have lived this out. Someone says here, giving us a picture of a person who is not a blessed person. He says here, someone who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. A blessed person does not walk, does not stand, and does not sit in the pathway of sinners. Giving us a picture that when you say walk, stands, and sit, you may be here and you've been walking with God and you've been saying no to a lot of things. Giving us a picture, walk, stand, and sit. It's as if you're just walking in your relationship with God and someone calls in to you. One shot lang, try lang. Walk lang na siya. And then you stand. You stand. But you're saying no to it. And then eventually you find yourself sitting in that position. You know what? There's a progression when it comes to that. Giving us a picture that when you say walk, if you look at the great people in the Bible, they walked with God. Giving us a picture that when you walk, there's that level of hearing and level of us getting to understand what God has for us. But in this perspective, we are walking in the counsel of the wicked. A blessed person gives us a picture is this. Do you have people that speaks truth into your life? Because the truth is, we can look at it as blessed, but the question is, where are we subscribing ourselves into? Who do we listen to? A true blessed person listens not to the counsel of the wicked, but in the truth of God's word. That's why it's important that you get plugged into a victory group. If you are here and you're not yet part of a victory group, I tell you, you can have everything you want, yet you will still feel empty. But if you get surrounded yourself with people who speak truth into your life, even if you don't get what you want, you will still be fulfilled, you will still be satisfied with the life that you have. Because there will be people who will tell you what's true. It's just a matter of a question. Maybe what I get to understand in this verse is that maybe 2018 will be a year that you will make a drastic decision in your life. Kung dati you run to things for you when it comes to opinions and decisions, news that you listen to, the magazines that you read, maybe this time we go back to God's word and understand what His will for us as His people. Instead of us listening to our friends, we get to listen to what God has to say. Maybe in 2018, people might look at us as legalistic because of the decision we are making. But you know what? I made that decision long time ago. Because the truth is, even music can dictate how we feel at the moment. Music can dictate how we respond to people. That's why it's important, not just what our eyes look at, but what our ears are hearing as well. That's why every time I'm with some students and they get to listen to this song, I always ask them, why do you listen to that song? And you know, some of them would just say, wala lang mani kuya, it's just the beat I am after too. But what you do not understand, yes, it's just a beat, but there are words powerful to captivate your heart, and eventually you don't realize that you're actually walking in that counsel. In the same way with us, you're probably in the campus or in the workplace, and that day you made that conviction, 2018, I will no longer pollute my mind with sexual immorality or whatever it is that will dishonor God. And you hear people laughing in your office or in your campuses. From that time, you just start listening. And eventually, you started throwing green jokes. And eventually, you are actually doing what those things are being said. It starts small, but eventually it will grow. That's the whole point of it. That's the reason why as 2018, as what the Bible is teaching us, whatever that will lead you apart from your relationship with God, from this point on, start to cut it off. What is that one text that will lead you to? That one flirty text of, hi, nikao na ka? What will that lead you to? Where will that lead you to? What is that one cheat lang ni, just to 1 point so I can pass my exam, will lead you to? Truth is, what seems to be a curiosity to you will actually become your identity. It starts like, try lang na ako ni. And eventually, you become that which you despised long ago. And that's not what God wants to happen for us. He wants us to be a blessed person walking in His truth and His life for all of us. And it says here, but His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law He meditates day and night. His delight. When you talk about delight, it means your satisfaction, your joy. When you're talking about delight, I picture out someone who loves computer games. Back then, one of the computer games I really loved play long hours is Final Fantasy. I could play from 6 a.m. down until I get to finish a task. And because I'm so hooked in it, I so delighted in it, I so enjoyed doing it, I cannot hear my parents' voice anymore. Jan panghugas na, or Jan panglimpyo na. In the same way with us, when we are delighted with God's word, no one can distract us. Not even our Facebook notification, not even a like on Instagram can distract us. Not even a high from that crush of yours can distract you when you are in God's word and you are delighted in His words. And it says here, but His delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is not running after temporary things in this world, but His delight in the eternal word of God. And on His law, He meditates day and night. Not only did he finds delight in God's word, but His response is He's meditating on it day and night. Now, when you look at meditating is the act of focusing one's thoughts to ponder, think on, muse, meaning it's a thought digestion. Truth is, we are all meditating. A meditating is something to talk, or something byproduct of us meditating is the things that comes out of your word. For example, "Oy bro, how are you?" "Ay, grabe, okay kay bro. Bro, nakita ni mo tong Netflix nga series nga Stranger Things? Ay, grabe si Elan and all this." It only gives us a picture that what the person is meditating is the things that he is watching. Or probably you have a friend na, "Hi, kumusta girl? Ay, grabe, sila na din ni Kuan. Uy, mabdo si Kuan, did you know? Nasa sa BuzzFeed." We get to understand that that person is meditating on what's happening in the media or in the lives of the celebrity. What I'm trying to paint here is that I don't want us, when people ask us, "How are you?" "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." Just to tell people that we are meditating on God's word. But what I'm trying to say here is that we all meditate. We all chew on something. And when it comes to meditating, it's just like a cow. When a cow eats, he chews and then it becomes a cud and it gets digested and mixed up with all the acid inside the stomach. And iyan na siyang i-regurgitate and then chew it back again. What's regurgitate? And that's how cow does it. And that's what God wants us to do when it comes to His Word. He wants us not only to go over God's Word and just sleep and all that. The reason why we don't feel like we are not blessed because we are not actually meditating on God's Word. We're more focused on what social media is saying more than what God is saying into our life. We're more like 3 hours on our Facebook, 2 hours on our Instagram, 2 hours again on our Twitter. But on God's Word, 2 minutes lang, wala na, duka na. And you're saying to your leader na, "I'm trying to read my Bible, but why is it that duka na ko?" Try to ask yourself, how many hours are you spending on non-essential matters instead of focusing on God? When it comes to God's Word, I hope and pray that we give our best and the best time so that we are at our best when we read God's Word. So we cannot tell people that we are sleepy. We will not tell people that I'm struggling with my reading of God's Word simply because I'm sleepy. The reason why you're sleepy, because you are not prioritizing God. And I hope and pray 2018 will be a year for us to prioritize God's Word above everything else. You know, I've been talking to a certain leader, and ang iyang concern is that when it comes to studies and God's Word, sometimes maulahin niya si God, ang Word ni God. That's why he just gets to skim through God's Word. But I challenge the person to put God first. And his challenge is that if I put God first, I get to enjoy God's Word. Mugamay akong time for study. That's a problem for you? Don't you think that the reason why nigamay imong time sa study is because God is being with you, making you understand faster the things that you're studying? And we keep challenging the person. We keep challenging the person to put God first, or else everything will crumble in your relationship with God. And he obeyed and applied that, and he started reading God's Word, and his testimony of how excellent he is in his studies have been an encouragement to all of us. Because he understands that it's more important to focus on God's Word than anything else. Now, when it comes to meditate, there are 3 things, that the reason why we need to meditate. Number one, we need to meditate to focus. It says here, in Psalm 119:15, "I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways." We need to fix our eyes on God. That's the reason why we have to meditate. That's the reason why we have to day in and day out read and look into God's Word. Kasi what the enemy does to us is not to turn us into bad people. Like the enemy or Satan does not have an intention of making you an addict one day. The enemy will not make you a rapist, a murderer. That's not his ultimate intention. But his ultimate plan for you is to redirect you or to remove you from the focus of being in Christ. A small veer from God's plan in your life, it will lead you to 5 years of dissatisfaction. A little bit of out of focus in your parenting, after 5 years of constant veering out of God's plan for your parenting, it will end up to something that you don't want. In the same way with our studies, a little compromise. That's what the enemy will do to us. He will always tell us na, dirigamay, dirigamay. He will always distract. That's his ultimate goal, is to distract us from the plans that God has for us. And a little movement from that, it will give us lifelong impact. If you're familiar with aircraft, a little degree movement from the direction of the aircraft will have a massive impact of where it will go. That's why it has to stay in its track. And that's what it means to meditate, to focus. That we locked into God's promises. That we locked into what God has in store for us. Because truth of the matter is, all the decisions you are making today, it will give you a clear picture of what you'll be tomorrow. And that's what the enemy does to us, a little compromise, ginagmay na compromise. You will not know that it's actually becoming who you are and you are going towards that destructive decision or direction. That's why every year as a movement, we have this prayer and fasting. And we want to encourage you to be part of this. This is one way to get ourselves focused in Christ and what He has in store for all of us. Secondly, meditate to remember. It says here, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands. When situations arise in our life, the things that we remember will help us respond to that situation. When you are tempted, what does the Bible has to say about it? That's the reason why we meditate, so we can pull out a hugot about God's word towards that situation. That's very important, because when you're confronted, when you're locked up in a situation, you speak God's word towards that situation. You remind your problem of who God is in your life. Don't remind God about your problem, because He knows that. But remind that problem that is disturbing you, bugging you day in and night about God's promises towards your life. If you are confronted with a disease in your family, go back to God's word and use God's word to speak into that problem. Use God's word to speak into situation that seems impossible. And I tell you this, that God's word is faithful and true. It will give you the encouragement, it gives you the strength to move one more step forward, even if it is very difficult. And lastly, we meditate to apply. Joshua 1:8 says here, you shall meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. You don't just meditate so you will be knowledgeable about God. Genesis 1:1, for in the beginning, ganun ka sa school mo or sa work mo. Bro, what's Romans? And then you answer. What's this? And then you get to answer, no. But you meditate so that you have a focus, and that is God. You meditate so that you get to remember God's goodness, God's promises. And you meditate so that you be able to apply it and demonstrate how it is to be Christ-like in this earth. And truth is, a lot of people know a lot about things about the Bible. But what matters to God is how much we obey the Bible. How much you obey God's word. What matters to God is that one verse you constantly put into practice. Not the 1,000 verses that you get to memorize. At the end of the day, it's us experiencing God's grace and glory through obedience to God's word. As we are talking about what it's not blessed and what it is blessed by through meditating God's word, here's God's promise for all of us. The result, He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruits in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that He does, He prospers. That's the promise that God has for us. When we fix our eyes on Him, when we remember His promises, even if we are surrounded with doubts, even if we're drowning in our fears, we remember Him and His promises, and we apply His words in our everyday dealing. And this is what's going to happen for us. Fruitfulness, vitality, and prosperity. And you know what? The other side of it, as the Bible is talking about a blessed person, the Bible did not say that the wicked will not be prosperous. In fact, David wrote a lengthy verse about this, that, Lord, why is the wicked prosperous? Why are the kings that are evil prospering in their kingdom and all that? What's going to happen to them? The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Giving us a picture that we look at other people and you're questioning yourself, Lord, I'm serving you, I'm locking myself into you, but why are these things not yet happening in my life? Why is my business not yet prospering? Why is my family still in this situation? Why is the sickness of my dad is not healing? You get to compare yourself from other families and other people. But here's the thing, the wicked not so, and they're like chaff that wind drives. So when you talk about chaff, it's just like that, the shell of a grain, isala ninyo, the wind gets to blow it away. That's the life of the evil person or the wicked person. And if you are here and you've been faithfully serving God, and it feels like what you're praying for, fruitfulness, vitality, prosperity, I don't see it in my life, John. It's easy to say, but I don't see it in my life. I've been serving God and all that. One of the verses that kept me encouraged all throughout my Christianity has always been this, Habakkuk 3:17. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of olive fail. And when you talk about olive, it is a necessity in the southeastern part of Asia. And the fields yield no food. The flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in stalls. Even if you don't get what you want 2018, even if you don't get to see your business growing, even if you don't get to see all those prayer requests that you're writing on your prayer and fasting manual, I hope and pray we will be like this prophet who responded saying that even if after all the disaster and after everything that has happened to him, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. I hope and pray that 2018 will be a year for us of knowing God in a very intimate level through His Word. The truth is, a true blessed life is not following the paths of the world view that has been presented all throughout to us. They would say, run after your dreams. Well, that's true. You run after your dreams and you neglect God? Wow. Yes, you can be the richest person on earth. They'll be in 2018 and you will have that YouTube video presentation of the accomplishment you have. Yet without God in you, that's a sad story. Because the truth is, Psalms 1:6, it gives us a verse here. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous. In other translation, the Lord remembers the righteous. The sacrifices you're making to know God here on earth. You may not get everything you've dreamed of in your entire life, but know this, that the Lord remembers. That when you meet God, there is a reward waiting for you. There is that crown that is for you. Every sacrifice is not deemed nothing if you're doing it for the sake of Christ here on earth. And it goes on to say, but the way of the wicked will perish. It's up to you. The decision is you. Whether you listen to the worldview, sounds promising, or whether you go and look into how blessed you can be if you stick into God's word and listen to God's view through His word.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.